Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about New Year's resolutions and making them stick. The New Year's here, and one thing that we always hear about are resolutions. Now, do you have some tips for folks when it comes to New Year's resolutions and making sure they stick and that they're not just a January change?
You know, I think that's a really good point to think about, you know, making sure that they stick. Everybody sets New Year's resolutions thinking that the calendar change, they're going to be a completely different person. And that's unrealistic. You know, we're still going to be the same people that we are. But I think that there's things that you can do that are easy to stick to. And that's making small changes, whether it's, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, switching out a water for a can of pop. These small changes over time are the things that are going to help you stick consistently to those goals. And they're going to add up.
And if you're a consistent soda drinker, then maybe not completely wiping it out, but slowly adding in the water.
Right. And I think, you know, it's all about being 1% better. You know, so if you are, don't set yourself up for failure. If you drink 5 pops a day, it's unrealistic to say you're going to go, on January 1st, you're going to drink no pops a day. So trade in one for a glass of water. You know, if it's a can of soda, it can be anywhere between 150 to 170 calories that you're going to save every single day. That one small change will compound over time. And it'll, at the end of the year, you won't necessarily miss it, but you'll have made a big impact to your health.
And maybe by the end of the year, you've weaned down.
Yes. Yeah.
Like half that amount.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think it's just being realistic. You know, I think if you set the bar too high, you're going to miss it. But if you take small steps towards that goal, it's easier to adjust to, and it becomes more of a lifestyle that you can maintain.
And what are some of those other changes that people could kind of slowly add into their routine to get more movement throughout the day?
You know, movement throughout the day is really the key to long-term health. So even if you work out, let's say 30 minutes to an hour each day, if you are still sitting for the majority of the rest of your day, that's still going to have a negative impact on your health. So getting up every hour and having some movement, whether you are, like I said, you know, just walking around your office, getting up, you know, running in place while you read an email, you know, doing some jumping jacks during the commercials of your show, just easy ways that you can add in movement to your day, that's going to be more effective long-term towards improving your health.
And commercials are a great time to get some stuff in.
Yes, absolutely. You know, especially like, I don't know if you've seen them, but I've seen all sorts of like different workouts. Like if you're watching Harry Potter, you know, every time they cast a spell, you know, do a jumping jack or something. I mean, but you can make it fun and you can make it interactive. And I think too, if you're doing these behaviors, your children are going to see you doing these behaviors too, and they're going to want to do them with you.
Do you think with these small changes, if one person in a household makes them, it's more effective, or as a group if you implement these?
Well, I think it usually starts with one person. I don't think you should ever underestimate the power of one person making a positive change in your household. You know, if that starts to become something that you do consistently, they're probably going to jump in with you. You know, and if it's something that you, that is easy to add into their lifestyle, it's not going to be as difficult as saying, you know, come do this crazy workout with me, you know, 6 days a week at 5 a.m. You know, so adding in different things that your family can do that's going to improve their health long term is going to be beneficial, and it's going to be able to stick.
And for somebody who may be inactive and decides they want to become more active, easing into it is better because you won't injure yourself.
Right, absolutely. And also, too, I want to remind people, you know, that little bits of movement throughout the day count. So even if you want to shoot for 30 minutes of activity, but you don't necessarily have 30 minutes at a time, you know, 3 10-minute blocks, like if you can walk on your morning break or over your lunch or on your way home or after work or after dinner, anytime you can add in those small bits of movement, they're going to accumulate throughout the day, and it is going to have an impact.
So all of those steps add up.
All of those steps add up. All of the small changes, you know, whether it's, you know, having an apple instead of a cookie, having a bottle of water instead of a pop, taking the stairs instead of the elevator. All of these things compound, and they impact your health in a positive way, and they're all relatively simple to do. Now, they're also simple not to do. So you do have to make a conscientious effort to include them into your day, but they will compound and they will improve your health long term over the course of the year.
And it'd be interesting to see at the end of 2018 what kind of difference is made.
Yes, I'm a big proponent. You know, take a picture. Here's your day one. Take your measurements. I'm not a big fan of the scale. I think that can be misleading, you know, but if you take a picture or if you do some measurements and you just make these small adjustments, you're going to see your body change. You're going to see your health improve. You know, get your blood panel done, check your blood pressure, get some of the numbers so that you can look at yourself in January 1st from a health standpoint, and then again on December 31st to see where your progress has made you.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski. I'm Sally Hart.